The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess there's a picture circulating around the internet, and I don't think it's fake. And this picture and article is entitled, Who's the Idiot with the Clipboard? And the reason why it's entitled that is you see all these men in hazmat suits. And apparently... these gentlemen in hazmat suits were transferring U.S. Ebola victim Amber Vincent to Emory University Hospital. She was the second nurse to have contracted Ebola. So you see the gurney. You see all these people in hazmat suits, white and yellow. I mean, a whole team. You see the plane, which looks like a smaller... you know, a smaller plane, obviously not a big, huge, you know, 747 passenger plane or whatever. You see all this, all of a sudden you see some guy with a clipboard. This isn't funny. You know, talking to the guys in the hazmat outfits. Now, the one guy it looks like he's talking to, looks like he's not even talking to this guy. The hazmat guy looks like, you know, he's concentrating on the... you know, infectious disease, the pathogen at hand. But you have some guy in trousers and kind of a purple shirt, kind of a lavender, kind of, it's a very sexy shirt. A slim man, looks like he's got curly hair, and he looks like he's giving orders to everybody, not in a hazmat suit. So, it's the mystery man. He's wearing a button-down shirt and suit trousers, seen without a hazmat suit, in close proximity to Amber Vincent. So everybody else is in there, hazmat suits, and he's kind of walking around going, do this, do this, do this. So unfortunately, he has been all over the internet ridiculed as the idiot. And everybody wants to know who the idiot is with the clipboard. Now, come on, if he is directing, if maybe this was a dry run, maybe this really wasn't Amber. They're saying it was. This is an Amber Vincent movie. There's some guy walking around not, you know, protecting himself, walking around with a clipboard. Now, you know, having worked in the medical field, you know, I run into people with clipboards all the time. There's always somebody running around with a clipboard. And the person that runs around with a clipboard always kind of makes you kind of shiver, doesn't it? Right? Because that person walking around with a clipboard obviously has a clipboard so they can write something down. And we are finding more and more people in fear of a clipboard than the person behind the clipboard. You see the clipboard, you already start to freak out. So I would be kind of, you know, in the hospital, you know, be bopping down the wards, you know, kind of going, oh, yeah, this, this, this. All of a sudden, a woman with a clipboard comes up to me. Why are you coming up with a clipboard? To me. She's holding the clipboard. She's, what are you writing on that clipboard? And then she'd hug it closely to her chest. You know, and even though I'm a woman, you think women are allowed to kind of grab each other's, you know, things next to their chest? You can't. You can't. You still can't go into anybody else's chest space. So, and then she'd be like, thank you, Dr. Zadiru. You know, my last name was Zadiru at the time. Thank you, Dr. Zadiru or Dr. Wax. Thank you. I'm like, well, but what'd you write on the clipboard? Oh, nothing. Nothing. Inventory. Inventory? But I don't have any inventory. I mean, I'm just walking around in my scrubs, not really having any patient charts in my hand because I was kind of screwing around. What kind of inventory is that? She walks away with the clipboard. When I used to wait tables, manager would walk around with the clipboard. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe they're stocking, you know, the bottles of Jack, the wine, you know, behind the bar, whatever. No, she'd come up to me, write something down, and walk away. There's probably thousands of entries that were written down on clipboards about me out there, and I have no idea what they wrote. Because the clipboard, it's not an open file. It's not a chalkboard. It's not a report it's a clipboard. Very, very stressful. The other reason why we don't like clipboards is because it's a sign of bureaucracy and some sort of chain of command. And you know that whatever is on that clipboard is not for their eyes only. Okay, that clipboard is going to go to multiple people. So now we have this guy walking around with a clipboard with a hat, and he's not even protected. So some of you, you think he's an idiot, not because you're worried that this man, I posted it on my Facebook and Twitter so you can see it. You're not worried and saying this man is an idiot because he's not wearing a hazmat suit to protect himself from Ebola. You guys are saying he's an idiot because he is not protecting what's on the clipboard. Whatever is on that clipboard. The other reason why I don't like clipboards is because they're usually checklists. And checklists have a lot to do. When I was learning how to fly a plane, you had to do your pre-flight checklist. And there was a clipboard. And it was long. And you had to flip pages. Do you notice how when you have a clipboard, if it's only one page on the clipboard, you like a lot more than if you have multiple pages on the clipboard, right? Don't you feel good when it's just that one page? It's nice and tight and crisp. It's a crisp piece of new paper on that clipboard. I don't care what it has to do about. But the clipboard cannot be the metal ringed clipboard. It has to be one of those things, kind of like those hair clips where you could squeeze it with the whole hand. I don't like where you got to stick your thumb under the clipboard bracket. I like it where you could squeeze the whole hand, because when I want to flip out nice crisp pieces of paper on my clipboard, I don't know, it's some psychology thing. I want to make sure I can move it fast. But I love getting a clipboard with something nice and clean and crisp and brand new and virgin that I could then write on. What I can't stand, and which raises my blood pressure, is getting somebody else's clipboard where the pages are all bent and wrinkled. And you are handed somebody else's crap clipboard with tons of pages. Am I right? Why is that? You would think the work is half done. Because, you know, number one, there's multiple pages. Number two, there's food stains on it. Number three, it's wrinkled. We want crisp, clear. So I feel sorry for this man being called an idiot. I hope he didn't get Ebola, but he's walking around there directing something. And then he just walks on the plane. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the second nurse and what's happening now in the city to which she traveled. Apparently she had a fever when she was on the plane. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. Yeah, I know, it's us, Don D. I know, Don's a cutie. We love Tom also. But, you know, Tom, we, you know, we got Tom every day. Like, yeah, yeah, Tom. But, you know, Don, you know, makes his once a week appearance. You know, you'd have a boyfriend that would maybe, you know, once every 6 months decide to, you know, come over for booty call or something like that. You know how excited, you know, you would be because, you know, he was finally coming over to your house once every 6 months. That's how we feel with Don, all right? Because he kind of comes and he gets to this show once a week. We love Tom. We love Tom. This has no effect on the love we have for Tom. But because Don comes, right, once a week, we want him more, you know, because, you know, you never get to see him. He only blesses us with his presence once a week. So it's very tantalizing. Sorry, Don. All right. So very, very exciting day on the Dr. Dolly Show because we got Don. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You just can't follow Don because Don's not here on The Dr. Dahlia Show every day. You only get to see him once a week. just the flirtation of knowing that, you know, one of you asked me, and you begged me, to take my show off the air 6 days a week and only have my show on the air maybe once in the middle of the night. And I was at first insulted when I heard that, because I'm like, what, you don't want to listen to my show 6 days a week? No. Now I realize he did that. He said that because it would be sexier, more tantalizing to not have all this Dr. Dahlia. You know, my husband has actually, now I'm seeing the thing, my husband had actually suggested the same thing. He had asked me to live at my mother's and to visit once a month. And again, you know, when I first heard that, I was like, you know what, he doesn't love me anymore. He wants me to just go live with my mother. No, that's foreplay. If I'm away from him 29 days of the month, oh, trust me, he's going to pick the day I come. He's got my old menstrual calendar. And then I come to the house just one day a month to see him for the 15 minutes allotted, that it's probably more tantalizing. I bet that's what it is. It's a relationship enhancer. I may take him up on that offer. Not that I want to live with my mom, but very interesting suggestion. I'm just glad that he was thinking of us, you know, when he was suggesting that. Okay, so now the nurse here, this is very interesting. We got a report here. Amber Vinson. Amber Vinson was the second Dallas nurse diagnosed with Ebola. And everybody was upset when they heard that on Monday she had traveled back from Ohio because she was visiting family or whatever. And we were like, oh my gosh, what was she doing? How could she do this? You know, fire her, sue her, whatever. And then now we're getting reports that the CDC told her she could fly. CDC said, go, okay. That was what? All right, so let's look at, this is called nymag.com. They say here, hours after CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden said Amber Vinson, the second Dallas nurse, quote, should have never traveled on a commercial flight, a federal official told CNN that she had called the agency to say that she was planning on flying to Cleveland and wasn't told she could fly at the time, but then we hear that because she had a fever that was only slight, she was told she could go. Now, this is kind of conflicting who actually told her. They say here, CBS News reports that Vincent called several times before boarding the flight and reported that she had a temperature of 99.5 degrees. She was allowed to fly because her fever wasn't up to 100.4. And a fever over 100.4 is considered high risk. You know, a lot of parents will come in going, you know, can my kid get the vaccine? You know, get vaccinated today. They have a cold. And we as doctors say, of course, even if they have a cold, as long as they don't have a fever above 100.4, they could get the vaccine. Now, I was always a little wary on that. I was like, you know, but I mean, if they're fighting a cold, do you just want to wait a week to vaccinate when we know that their immune system could prime maybe a little bit better? Not that we have a lot of proof with that. You could get a vaccine when you're sick and you'll still prompt an immune response. But I'm like, just for poops and giggles, just humor me. We'll do it, you know, when they're over this cold, you know, because they do have a little fever. And so I like to usually just delay it a couple days, just so I know the fever's gone. So this 100.4 fever cutoff is nothing new. We've been hearing that, you know, for years, where it doesn't count as a fever unless it's 100.4. According to an official who told the New York Times, she was allowed to fly because only a fever of 100.4 degrees or more is considered high risk. I don't think we actually said she could fly, but they didn't tell her she couldn't fly. Now, this was an anonymous federal health official. She called us. I really think this one is on us. All right. Yeah. Hence my bad. Or our bad, or snap. Now, while her symptoms did not appear until she came home, the CDC is currently interviewing the 132 patients. She was on a 32 passengers. She was on a Frontier flight that flew with her on Monday. They're not worried about the flight to Cleveland. They're worried about the flight coming back. Vincent recently got engaged and was traveling back to Cleveland to plan the wedding with her mother. Family friend Charlene Blankenship Rollins said she never would have taken the trip if she thought she was ill. Heavens no, not at all. I'm telling you, I have seen these people stop to give a homeless person a meal, take them to a restaurant that would never hurt anyone intentionally. So everybody's all mad at her because now, you know, apparently there's been like 400 calls I think, let me see here. I think the CDC has been 400 people have called thus far in Ohio the Ebola hotline, and it's rising because people are freaked out that they would have had some sort of contact with her. Apparently, the hotline is 1-866-800-1404, 1-866-800-1404, which opened to the public at 6 p.m. yesterday. They say many of the people calling traveled on the Frontier Airlines plane, but not the same. Some of them weren't even on that same plane. She was in Akron, Ohio from October 10th to October 13th. She flew from Cleveland back to Texas Monday on Frontier Airlines Flight 1143. She had a low-grade fever, so because we've been told that Ebola is only contagious when somebody starts to have symptoms and not before, you know, everyone's like, oh, okay, well, if nobody has a fever, we're in the clear. Well, she started to have a fever. So does that mean she was contagious? The Lucas County Health Department will be notified right now of any local residents who are on the plane. And then, of course, they're going to go through the protocol, et cetera. So, wow. All right. So now, you know, here we go again. You know, I'm getting emails, people on Facebook, Twitter going, okay, why is everybody making a big deal about this? This isn't, you know, flu. We're only talking about, you know, two people still. All right, but again, this is Ebola. I am tired of people saying that the media is overblowing this, okay? Because then all of a sudden, you hear of something like this, and now everybody panics again. So the more we are complacent and we're like, you know what, I'm going to be cool. I'm not going to over panic. I'm going to play it cool. Then something stupid like this happens. Rather than this nurse say, you want to know what? Just to play it safe, just don't travel. Because, you know, in the next, and I understand it's hard. You buy an airplane ticket and an airplane ticket's expensive. I understand how difficult it is to not travel. But it looks like she did her due diligence. She asked. She called. She find out. So President Obama canceled his travel plans, I guess, for a second day. And I know, shocking. And met with his cabinet to discuss the Ebola outbreak. And he promised a much more aggressive response to the situation in Dallas. He announced that the CDC is going to deploy SWAT within 24 hours to any hospital that reports a new Ebola case to assist hospitals that don't have experience dealing with the virus. So now we're going to get SWAT teams. You know, here you are naked under a gown in fear that they're going to kill your dog. And the hospital is going to call SWAT to come in when you have your fever and you have diarrhea and vomiting. I would like to, if I do, let's say this winter, come down, God forbid, with some diarrhea, some explosive diarrhea, whether it's Ebola or not, I really would like just a little bit of privacy when I have my explosive diarrhea, please. All right? I probably do not need SWAT in the room. I'd be a little embarrassed that it stinks a little bit. You know, just a little bit of privacy for me. I don't care if SWAT is circulating the hospital, is covering the roof, on patrol, but can I just close the hospital room door and have just a little bit of privacy? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And you know, I completely messed that up. It's Facebook is The Dr. Dahlia Show and Twitter is Dr. Dahlia. It's one of those days. Okay, this is an interesting email. Jonathan writes, Doc, how do I make my wife want me? She used to jump my bones when we were first married, and now she doesn't want to be touched. Help me. My hand is... Oh, no, never mind. Okay, he talks about his hand. I don't want to go there. Okay, how do you make your wife want you? Oh, this is actually interesting because there was more G-spot, I guess. Let me look that up. There was something in the news about that. Oh, looks like the G-spot and vaginal orgasm are myths, according to a new clinical review. You're in trouble, buddy. I don't know what to tell you, because now they're saying vaginal orgasms are fake, which I don't really agree with, but I don't know much about the whole I was asked to weigh in on the G-spot. I don't know how you weigh in on that. Dr. Dahlia, can you please weigh in on that? I mean, I guess it's there. I can't talk from experience, but I still have many years left in my sexual life to have somebody find it. I don't know. I mean, I think men just love hunting for treasure. And so if they say, if this ends up that the G-spot thing was a myth this whole time, and it was just a hoax to get men to be excited about, you know, sex and, you know, and, you know, to be on the hunt for something, I wouldn't be surprised, really. I recommend that, you keep looking. I mean, it couldn't hurt to keep looking. I know this doesn't answer Jonathan's question, but you know, in general, it couldn't hurt, and it can only help. And just don't, you know, hurt yourself or hurt her in the process. I understand some of you guys like to go to the tools. I never understood that about men, right? They will want some sort of an electronic or power something. I don't understand that. They'll go to tools. Okay, maybe it's because they spend so much time at Home Depot or Lowe's. I don't understand that. But, you know, women don't necessarily want you requiring outside aid all the time. Okay, they want to think that you put some thought. So now this kind of probably will then lead into the Jonathan question here. All right? You need to act like, whenever you're having sex, or if you're in a relationship, that pleasing your partner is of utmost importance and a priority of that day. So if my husband, let's say, wants to have sex, okay? I know, man. It's usually a day I shave my legs, because usually he doesn't approach me. So let's say he does. And if he acts like, oh, you know what, Gold Rush or Edge of Alaska's not on for another 15 minutes, you want to do it, babe? No. Okay, that's going to make me mad, because that means it's an afterthought. Now, if my husband would, let's say, okay, you know, I come home from work, and he says something like, no, this isn't a fantasy. Just in general, this is supposed to help you guys out. So if I come home from work, let's say, and, you know, my husband beat me home from work or whatever, and he's like, you know, honey, I have just been thinking about you all day. I could not keep my mind off of you all day long. I've been thinking about you and what I could do to please you. And that would work a lot better than, I got to call my mother at 9, so we got a good 2.5 minutes to kill. You see what I mean? Can you guys see the difference in that approach? So, speaking for the ladies, we like to know that you put some thought into it. That's why women like foreplay. Because you have to have some choreography. Some of you guys even have an actual plot to the story, maybe. All right? And it just looks like it's not just an action or a need getting fulfilled. Now, mind you, sometimes that's a turn-on, too, you know, where, you know, you guys are like complete strangers, and all of a sudden he finds you attractive. I hate to think that the only reason why my husband is sleeping with me is because he has to legally do so, because we're bound by marriage. I like to sometimes think that even if I was a stranger, he would want me. Now, I know many of you guys are like, Dahlia, that's really far-fetched. Well, you know what? Okay, you know, I'm allowed to be in La La Land. All right? I'm allowed to, you know, he makes me think that I'm attractive. So he's really good at that, too. I know he's lying out his teeth, but it makes me feel good. So if you want to make your lady want you, I would suggest to act like the sex is the last part of the equation. It's because, remember, we talked about the reason why a lot of women don't have sex. It hurts. Their sex drive is down. They could be going through some menopausal drying down there. And women don't understand why a lot of their sex drive plummets, because they don't realize that, you know, biologically it's kind of a defense mechanism, so they don't get pregnant when they're older. So you have an older wife. Many of them are not open to sex because they're, you know, I guess it's not in their evolutionary best interest. Not that they're thinking this, but subconsciously, the body just doesn't really spend time enhancing the sex drive component of her id. So, a lot of men, unfortunately, and partners take it very personally that it's them, and that's why she's turned off. One of you had actually written me, I never talked about this on air, one of you had said you disagree with that theory of mine because your wife gets very, very excited by Ryan Gosling, or I don't understand that. I mean, he's a handsome guy, but I don't know. You mentioned a bunch of, I gotta say Michael Fassbender, but anyway. And so you disagreed with that theory, but yes, I understand a lot of couples, they lose some passion, you know, and things may not be as exciting with your husband as it could with one of these movie stars. I get that. But, remember, in these movies are stories, and these stories know exactly how to play on your psyche. And, and women sometimes will talk the talk, but you're actually in bed with, let's say, Channing Tatum or whatever, you know, are the women still going to kind of freak out a little bit? Okay. So, you know, we may talk the talk, and we always do. You know, women talk hash all the time. So, this is what I suggest. Act like sex isn't even on your agenda that night, but you want it to be all about her, and you want to be there for her. You want to talk. I try to help you guys here. You want to talk. Come on. Really? You can't talk. Talking is nice. You want to hear about her day? Come on. We're only talking one night. You want to hear about her day. Okay. What's troubling her? What's going on? You know, what's going on about her? What's going on with her mother? Hey guys, really? You can't, not one day. I'm not saying talking about her mother is going to, you know, make things happen in the bedroom, but still. But just act like it's really about her. And you get it. Men, you start bringing up some of the sex stuff. I mean, and give it more than like 30 seconds of the talk, okay? Otherwise, she's going to never trust you, that you never want to talk. But what I would do is I would suggest this. Say, look, not tonight. Don't worry about it. Not tonight if you're tired. But one of these days, I'd like to take you away for a romantic weekend. Wherever you want, whatever you want, it's going to be all about you. And I'm not saying the marriage always has to be one-sided. I hate that fact. But we're just talking about one night. I want it to be all about you. And, you know, you decide. No pressure. But we don't even have to have sex. But I just want to be intimate. I want us to be close. How could she say no to that? Oh, we don't have the money to go away. Well, Dr. Dolly gave us a great coupon site. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have ConnectPal, a way where you can subscribe and have some one-on-one doctor time. Really nice to have some doctor time. Okay. wouldn't it be nice to have some doctor time? I mean, it'd be me, not your real doctor, your very well-educated doctor. I am very well-educated, even though I may not sound it, I am, okay? Speaking of education, I'm going to educate you guys now on zoology. All right, we talk a lot about zoology on the show because I really dig the zoo. And there's some news today saying that the giant extinct kangaroos probably did not hop. I don't think I've ever seen a... Yeah, I think I've seen a kangaroo hop. Usually I just see them kind of walk around. The ancestors of modern-day kangaroos, giant marsupials with rabbit-like faces, may have walked upright on 2 feet without hopping. This is according to a new study. They were very, very big. And part of the extinct family of Senurian kangaroos. They roamed the Australian outback. Kangaroos are from Australia. So yeah, I knew that. From about 100,000 to 30,000 years ago. Boy, they really hedged on that one there. But they weren't really good hoppers, they said. They said the modern large kangaroos are not the norm for kangaroos. In fact, they appear to be more like a cheetah in comparison with other large cats. Apparently, I know some of you are like, oh, this is like really interesting. Dr. Janice and her colleagues traveled to about half a dozen museums around the world, measuring the bones of 140 kangaroos. The largest kangaroo, the Proctoptodon goliath, weighed an estimated 529 pounds and about three times the weight of today's kangaroos. Their enormous size may have prevented them from hopping, because that's kind of a lot, you know. And including Senurian and wallaby skeletons. All right. Okay. So they're the Senurians. So if ever you want to really, really look smart to your babe, you could say, you know, kangaroos used to not hop. They did, though, I think, still have the pouch, which I think is really, really cool. That's something I always wanted. As a mom, I wish I could have had a pouch that I could have carried my kids in. It was really, really hard to always carry those damn carriers, those plastic carriers, you know, that keep hitting against your leg and bruising your leg. But if I could have had a pouch and just walk around with my little baby in my kangaroo pouch, it would have been, I think kangaroos are brilliant. They also kick very well. And they're very strong. Their hands are just kind of little baby hands. But I think they punch, right? Didn't we see them punch like in a cartoon? All right, so that's what kangaroos do. They also can hop in fast speeds. I don't know how they evolved to hop, but I probably kept a kangaroo. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Scientists have now identified 9 distinct face shapes. All right. Again, this study coming out of Australia. These guys really study the coolest things. Apparently, Dr. Kendra Schmid is a facial recognition scientist, and she was asked to analyze 1,000. I know, I'm yawning too. Oh, this is cool stuff. Stop it. 1,000 Australian faces, and she found 5 new face shapes on top of 4 common ones. There's the kite shape, the rectangle shape, the teardrop, the heptagon, and the oblong. Why would we even figure that out? I don't know. I mean, I think we all have this. I'm taking a look right now. My face shape, I don't like the way I look on TV. My face shape just looks like a big-ass head. That's what my shape is. I don't know what you would say. The most common face model is called kite, which is found among 20.4% of Australians. The second most common shape is the heart frame. It's more traditional. And then you got the teardrop, heptagon, etc. Now, this is kind of helpful to know their shape, because a lot of people have issues with their glasses. Right? You put on glasses, etc., and it doesn't fit your face. That's an issue. My son's glasses never fit right. Well, because he's got a face like mine. It's just one big butt face. Big. I mean, his face doesn't look like a butt, but it's big. All right, let me see. All right, and then, you know, people get the right shoes, whatever. I'm trying to think of a movie star that would look oblong, is more rare. I don't know. All right, you guys look it up. Okay, psoriasis. This show never gets good ratings unless I rip out a study talking about psoriasis. Well, this study... I try, people. Come on, it's so hard to do a health show. If I could be doing an entertainment show, This would be cooler. What are they talking about? Khloe Kardashian's dad being Lionel Richie now? All right, you know what? Here's the thing. Ratings come first. Let me get through this psoriasis. Hold on a second. I'll pull up the Kardashian thing. Yeah, I guess O.J. Simpson was first postulated to be her husband. Hold on a second. Khloe Kardashian. And I don't really know much about this. And Lionel Richie. Hello, is it me you're looking for? Okay, there we go. Okay, Sophie Richie and Khloe Kardashian may be sisters. Okay, we'll talk about that later. I know that's what you guys want, but listen. Okay, this is a health show, so we got to talk about health stuff. So let me get back over here. Let me click back to psoriasis. Here we go. Okay, good. Nice, juicy psoriasis story. I think I'm starting to develop psoriasis. My elbows look like they have it looks like eczema sometimes, but it could be early psoriasis. This is kind of important. This pertains to me. People with more severe cases of psoriasis may be at increased risk of uncontrolled high blood pressure. See? Told you this would be fascinating. Researchers looked at over 13,000 adults in the UK and found that those with severe psoriasis were 48% more likely to have poorly controlled blood pressure versus people that didn't have the psoriasis. Now, I know some of you are like, I have got to read this article. It's reported online. It was done yesterday in the Journal of American Medical Association Dermatology. So if you go to the JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, be very, very careful and make sure you hit the dermatology edition. They confirm an association now between psoriasis and cardiovascular health. But the precise reasons, and I know this is going to be some bad news, the precise reasons are not clear. They don't know why. Okay? Here we go. I got a quote. We still don't fully understand why we see a higher prevalence of cardiovascular risk factors in people with psoriasis. This is study leader Dr. Juniko Takeshita, a clinical instructor of dermatology at the University of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. All right, here's the thing. No joke, okay? Psoriasis is rough. So those of you that suffer from psoriasis, it is a curse that you've been given, and it is a constant fight. It's very, very difficult. So, you know, you wonder, maybe it's the stress of that. Or is it because of the chronic inflammatory condition? Now, for those of you who don't know what psoriasis is, it's these kind of pinkish, scaly patches that could be along the scalp, it could be on the knees, it could be on the elbows, on the back, chest, etc. And because of the chronic inflammation, that's why I think people's blood pressure probably rise. So if you have, let's say, psoriasis, you were kind of young, you were diagnosed with psoriasis, I would strongly suggest that you get checked out and make sure somebody is keeping an eye on your blood pressure, because it looks like the two may be hand in hand. People will say, well, what if I think I have psoriasis? What do I do to get it checked out? Just go to the doctor. They can do a quick biopsy. You know, do a little bit of numbing medicine, take a little bitty punch biopsy, take a piece. A lot of times you can just look at it and know. You know, but some of you guys will mistake your psoriasis or mistake a skin cancer for psoriasis. You'll have this patch that kind of grows, and it's a little red and flaky. You're like, oh, it's probably just psoriasis. One small patch, psoriasis? No, get that sucker biopsy. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Lee.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.